are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday, Pacific time from 6 till 7, almost. Then we have CBS news, but what can I say? One of those Mondays that I'm very excited about. People know Ilona Europa energy. Someday, I don't know, I will explode. But today is really one of those days. It's so much to say, so much to talk about. And we have amazing guests. We have amazing music. We have theme that is close to my heart. And I swear, I'm sure everybody who listens to the show will say, how can I help? And that's all what we want today. How can I help? Everybody can help. Nobody needs to like learn so much. Why, what, why? We just have heart. And if we'll be listening what we are talking about today, we'll feel the hope is in the air. Okay, enough of it. Now, my guest, I'm so excited. Today is the fourth Monday, yes, of the month. That's why I have my beautiful co-host with me. We have a segment together, which is called It's the Wild World Out There. And we are not talking animals. We are talking about surviving. We are talking about world that we need to help to survive with. Or we just will die, you know? Doesn't matter if these animals or human, we need to just help this world to be a better place for all of us to live in. That's why I have my Heather Gunn with me. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Ilona.
I love you.
I love you too.
I know you for a few years, you know, and everybody knows how beautiful you are because, what can I say? Tomorrow, I didn't want to upstage our guest with your pictures, but tomorrow I'll be posting all over again your gorgeous face. You are a hot girl, and you are smart, you are bright, you have big heart, and you know what? You brought today guest that I'm crazy about, and things that they will be talking about, they're so important. Then you know what? You just go and ask questions. We have two guys, amazing, and one has accent, which always accent on, is about people who are successful in America with an accent. And also accent is about putting accent on certain things that Ilona Europa thinks is important to talk about. Then we have two guys, very important guys. They do great things. And do you want me to introduce them or you will do?
I will introduce them. Be my pleasure.
Okay, take this pleasure away from me. Okay.
First up, we have Gary Miller. He is the founder of RAT. That's Rock Against Trafficking. He is an internationally renowned music producer, songwriter, and composer. He's also the owner of Boo-Town Entertainment, and he has independently produced artists such as David Bowie, Simply Red, Donna Summer, Lionel Richie, Billy Preston, Girls Aloud, Charlotte Church, Hall & Oates, and many others. Welcome, Gary.
Breathe,
thank
Ilona. Breathe.
What a great introduction that was.
It's amazing. Wonderful. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello. I just love it. Then we have another gentleman with Gary, his friend.
Yes, we have Peter White. He is the co-founder and director of RAT. He is also currently an institutionally advisory specialist with Principal Global Investors with over 20 years experience in the investment and financial advisory industry. Currently, he also serves as the director of Slavery No More, a nonprofit organization working to combat modern-day slavery and human trafficking. He's also a member of the Los Angeles Metro Task Force on Human Trafficking, the Internet Crimes Against Children Safe Surfing Task Force, and co-founded the Los Angeles Global Human Trafficking Conference.
I don't know what to say. We need to read these things because you just cannot introduce people different way. There are very important information about these two beautiful human beings who are here with us. They all are bigger than life. They have their own big careers. They are very successful, but they still are finding a time to make this world to be a better place to live in. Okay, Heather, you just ask questions. What is RAT?
Okay, so we just want to know, what is Rock Against Trafficking? So, Gary, if you would like to start and share with us.
Well, it started off, it's just an album, basically. We're making an album with legendary artists, such as Fergie, Steven Tyler, Slash. Slash has been very involved with this right from day one. And it's the songs of Sting and The Police. So it's a compilation album when all these stars have decided to get on board with us. And then we're working on all the proceeds for from the sales of this are going to go to IJM, which is the International Justice Mission. Hmm. So I think that's basically what it is.
This is, first and foremost, you know, when you say music and so important issues, a really tough issue, and you have this amazing artist, and I know we spoke a little bit earlier, and you mentioned a lot of artists, Fergie, you, Pink, and you met in your life so many artists that I know they will give a time for this beautiful
purpose. They have done very much.
Yes. You know, but, okay, how did you find the time?
Me and Peter have been talking about this for maybe 2 or 3 years, and that's what we did. We talked about and tried to get it together, but in the end, I was just finishing off a movie. I was doing some movie scoring, and I decided that when I'd finished that one, rather than keep talking about this project, just start doing it. So that was a case of just starting doing it, and as it snowballed into get bigger, it takes more time up, but It's worth it, so, you know.
You know, I like what you said, because you said, you know, let's stop talking about this, let's start doing stuff. Yeah. I think it's so funny, because when we have Accent On, we have so amazing guests from every corner of lives, and we have artists and writers and painters and musicians and mothers and policemen. We have everybody, you know. But that's what they say mainly. Everybody can talk and talk and talk and talk. We can have our conversation around the table, but really, it's not so hard to start doing something. And we are saying something, because by buying albums that you will be producing and you are producing, obviously everybody will change something in this world, happen that will help children, innocent children who are just, I don't want to say a word, very, very hurt, abused and taken away from parents. They disappear. It's just slavery. That's what you were saying, yes, Peter. You were describing this so beautifully, because that's your passion, yes? Before you even start talking to Gary, that was something that you wanted to really make difference, yes, with.
Yeah, very much so. And I have to confess, though, I became drawn to the issue through the heart of my wife. I came walking through the door one day, and she'd just heard a talk about the state of slavery in the world, and she was weeping on the couch and said, I'll replay it for you. And I did, as she did, and we listened, and ever since that day, we've both just dove in head over heels. And we're so a perfect example to your point of anyone can do something. We look at ourselves still as just we sometimes feel silly when people say we're making an impact. We're just Peter and Jocelyn, couple sitting on the couch watching a talk, and we allowed ourselves to be moved.
But life is overwhelming. But again, we are living day by day, 5 minutes at a time, you know, day after day. And we know that in our private life, we know how to make difference. Sometimes if we want something, we will find a way to get or change or improve, you know. But outside of our tiny little household, this is a world, wild world out there. And we are living in, we have our babies who need to live in this world, you know, and it's sometimes scary, very, very scary. Music. Of course, Gary, you are just a genius producer. You have so, so amazing artists that work with you, and you are giving them everything what is in you, the big, big producer, musician, and guy who knows so much about music. Now you say, I will create album. You said 12 tracks. Now is?
Well, now it's cool. It started at 12, because it started off as a very simple project in the beginning, but now it's exploded, really. It's gone over the world press. Now I think it's going to be 24 at least. Because it's not an album market these days, so I still call it an album, but it's basically a collection of songs now.
You know, and again, we have a time, because we'll be presenting, hopefully you'll be nice enough to let Accent On and LA Talk Radio to maybe present cuts from this album. Mm, yeah. We don't need to play whole songs, but we can have the snips like today. I cannot wait to start playing the first one. But, you know, getting our listeners to understand, happened that these two amazing guys chose this cause. all of us living around, you know, the world, we can just choose one, or we can just say, I heard, I like, I want to purchase this album, this will go to right cause. Or say, I'm passionate about this, how can I help? I know we'll be giving information how to get to you, how to donate money. We are looking, and you are looking, for collaboration with big people, big businesses, small businesses. We are looking for sponsors that can just make a difference and pay for certain things, which obviously you both cannot finance everything.
No, we've got halfway through the record now, which we've financed ourselves. But obviously, the bigger and bigger it's got, the more money it's costing. Because when you're dealing with a lot of famous people, you know, they need to be shipped in from wherever they are in the world. Hotels need to be paid for.
Or we have to ship Gary out.
We're going to ship me out somewhere.
Yeah, you are in Malibu, yes?
I live in Malibu, yeah.
Gosh, with this accent. I cannot wait to have you, of course, outside of... we'll be always talking about everything what is important in your life, and the same with Peter, but you got this part of life that I'm sure people want to know a little bit more about, and, you know, playing the music that everybody loves so much. But again, we got two humans and your wife. I wish she's here with us, because, again, behind every successful man is some great woman. And she just showed you something you both right now changed. I'm sure so many things changed in your life because of this topic. You said how many years ago this happened? Three?
About 6 years ago.
6 years ago. Yeah. And then if you like rewind, if you say, if I can like look at for the 6 years, what do you think, what the progress is in your opinion?
Progress in fighting the cause or in our
journey? Anything that you say, you know, that was a... maybe step forward. I will call this success.
Yeah.
I will call this something important. Mm-hmm. Change something of his meeting with Gary and just having this amazing project. That's big.
Sure.
But you, I'm sure you have something planned. Can we find out a little bit more or something that you already did?
Sure. Well, so we started out, we realized that there were organizations out here who are doing the work already. And so our first vision was to help them work better together. And that includes law enforcement and government agencies, that all of them across the board are short on resources and people. So we said, how can we help them build capacity to be more effective in the work? But to do that, it turned out to put on conferences, we had to have our own organization. And so we started one just to help other people work better together. And so we've been working with law enforcement, government agencies, and all the NGOs doing the work both locally and nationally and even internationally. And so a huge benefit and wins have been just putting, getting them all together in the same place where they have said, from the Department of Justice, people said, man, this is amazing that we could all be together in this place and have panels and speakers on best practices and learn from each other, cross-pollinate. There's turnover in different agencies, and they have to know who each other are to work well together. And you just see that grow and trust that feedback from them that they didn't have everything they needed, and that something that we did, just conceptualizing it on our couch, let's get all these people together and see if we can help them all work better together, that need actually did exist. And so that's a big win. When you look maybe more to the field, just here in L.A., as part of the LA Metro Task Force, we were brainstorming on how can we reach these children. One of the places you find them is on the street. They're on bus stops and in vulnerable places. And a good friend of ours, similar story. He just cared about the cause, said, if I can ever help, call me. And the idea was put signs on the bus stops around Los Angeles. He's a graphic designer, designed these bus stop banners in a bunch of different languages. And first week they were on the bus stop benches, a girl called in, said, I saw the bench. I'm trapped. Can you rescue me?
Wow.
We send out the unit from LA, from the LA Metro Task Force. They go out, they rescue her. They said it's a classic case. Pimp had groomed her, lured her in, trapped her, wouldn't set her free. And he had a stable of girls in the exact same situation, and they rescued them all and prosecute him. Things like that. It sounds tiny. Hey, I'll design the bus box for you, but that's just...
made an impact.
You know, of course, I am mother, and, you know, gosh, we are not saying tiny things. This is the biggest things. You saved somebody's life. You know, how can this be already not the biggest things in their life, even if that's one human being? You did your duty. That's almost enough, but it's not enough because, like you say, it's so much to do. And we are not talking, like you mentioned, I think the trafficking, world trafficking is maybe misunderstood, that sometimes this slavery, that could be the right word.
Right.
We are not talking only about bringing children and stealing them and just nobody will see them again. We are talking about children living next to us, yes, who are in a situation that they cannot get out from, yes? And
right.
they don't know where to go, who to ask for help. They don't even know that somebody cares.
That's right, yeah. And that, so that is the state of a slave, by almost by definition, is their only hope, is that somebody else far away who doesn't know them will come to their rescue because they can't rescue themselves. And so that looks like a lot of things in our own community,
yeah.
from the sex trade to a lot of different businesses that hire workers as from contractors who have enslaved the workers and the employer. There was a case last year with Target hiring nighttime cleaners that were through a contractor. So Target didn't know anything about it, but the contractor had enslaved these people. There was another one. There's still a lawsuit the Department of Labor is prosecuting with Global Horizons, a Beverly Hills corporation that had brought in workers from Thailand, took their papers, sold them as slaves, and putting them to work in produce fields in our midst. And it looks like a lot of different things. So, and it looks like entirely different things internationally. So we can talk about both. But it's insidious. It's among us. It's sometimes hard to see, but people can very quickly educate on what to look for. And law enforcement and government agencies across the board all confirm one thing, and that is our number one source of tips is the public. So an informed public can rescue slaves just by knowing what to look for.
And because you are saying right now that it's not only about children, we are right now reaching almost to older people, maybe women mostly, probably. I read somewhere the 80% really, when it comes to trafficking and slavery, is 80% are women and children. But, you know, we are talking right now slavery of grown-ups who just the same situation.
Sure.
They are finding themselves with situation they don't know how to get out. Okay, I think it's time for music.
Right.
Yes, and, you know, we are talking serious stuff. On another hand, I'm focusing, like all of us, we are having hope in the air because we are talking about things that we are changing around, people who are trying to help, musicians that are crazy about to give their time and artistry, and they're devoting time for the beautiful albums with 24 tracks to happen, and probably will happen probably a year from now, maybe a little earlier. Then we'll be having shows, hopefully. We'll be spreading the news. We'll be going to UCLA, USC. We'll be talking to schools, because you know what? It's no right or wrong. It's just doing, not talking exclusively. It's time for Roxanne.
Good, okay, very nice.
You just need to tell us, BT, why this one? And that must be some reason why I got this MP3.
Well, this is Glenn Hughes, who is, you know, one of Stevie Wonder's favourite singers. And basically, we just asked him what's his favourite song, you know, the Sting song or Police, and he chose that one. So I did the music. He came into the studio and sang it, and he did an absolutely wonderful job.
Oh, I heard his vocals. I heard the track already. Ouch! People, start saving money, and because I hope the CD will be expensive, but goes to great cause. Then again, Roxanne.
You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
my question, why only 3 minutes? Why? How long will be this song?
Well, this is going to be 4 minutes, but we can't give it all away in the beginning.
Okay, I'm not crying, but you know, what a voice. He has so many voices in him, and the arrangement, and just so many surprises in the version of the song.
It does change as well. I mean, it gets...
I love it!
He's done his own version of that, which is what we wanted, because I didn't want it to be a Sting or the Police karaoke album. So there's different arrangements.
Flavor. Then that's a great... I think you wanted to ask some questions, because maybe people who listen, maybe they can be part of this amazing movement.
Yes, Gary, I believe you actually have a competition going on where the winner... will have a song produced by you in Malibu and possibly appear on the record?
Well, that's the idea, is we've put out a competition for them to do a video of their favourite Sting song, or the Police. And then we'll check it out. We're getting a few coming in now. And then I'll produce the record, and they will be on this record with legendary artists, which I think is a great opportunity for young up-and-coming artists.
Wow, you know, oh, gosh. What is amazing that when I was researching, and just learning about both of you guys, obviously I went very deep, and that was very exciting for me. I'm a musician, songwriter, and I'm developing a lot of also great artists, young artists, and that's what I will be giving to them right away. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one of them will win. But fact is, you are right. The amazing songs, 20 years old, they never get older, old.
And the thing is about this is going to appeal to Sting fans, also to the legendary artists. But what we didn't mention is that when these songs are finished, they're all going to be remixed for the clubs, like by the likes of David Guetta and for the electronic market as well.
I know you know people, but I know people too. Some people who do a lot of Cher, Madonna, and Seal, and Alanis Morissette people. I'm working with them. Then you know what?
Well,
you don't know them. Maybe I can bring somebody else.
Well, Seal, I do. You know, I've met many times. But I'm I would love Seal for this album. It'd be fantastic.
Because you are right. Who is coming to clubs? Young people. This is the people... sometimes from age of 16, some clubs you cannot drink, God thank you, but you can also dance. And power of dance music, and you know something about this, is just breaking every barrier. That's when people really, really become ones.
Well,
you know,
I spent 15, 20 years doing just doing dance music, you know. So I think it's a very important part.
Very, very. And you know... I like that, you know, we are mixing the serious topic with really left and right, because you are... I don't know how to focus people's mind more and more about this. It's not about only talking. It's to find something that we can do and do something about, and maybe write to us, maybe contact two of you guys or one of you guys, how we can find you if you would like to talk to
you. Well, there's a website which is rockagainsttrafficking.org. So you get all the information from there.
And you're also on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
And whatever you say. Now, when I have both of you here, I know that my brain is spinning. And I know a few people also who are very close to this theme. And one of them is Mayor of Ontario, Paul Dion. He's my dear friend. And I'm talking Ontario in America, not Canada. And I know he would love to meet you guys.
That would be wonderful.
Great theater, 2000 seat theater, beautiful. I'm, you know, always there if he has something good going on. And he loves music. He is a loving rock world and knows a lot of rockers too. He's one of those guys who I know. This is on his very important list of, you know.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Fight.
I mean, when it goes to concert wise, next year on the 30th, on the 15th of July, it's the 30th anniversary of Live Aid.
Yes.
So we're working towards getting this together to reproduce that, but for Rock Against Trafficking as well.
Okay, then we have some plan, and people need to again go with us what we are doing. We have competition going on.
Competition.
Then anybody who wants to re-sing some great song of Sting and put video for you to decide, and
so
Peter probably too,
to it,
and maybe they can win and they could be part of this great movement.
Well, the winner will be a part of this.
Wonderful. Now, what else we are doing? We have some plan that probably one of the songs of you or everyone will go straight to dance floor. Because we are talking about great songs that we want to bring back to young people.
Exactly, yeah.
Crossovers.
And they're all great songs, so I think they can cross over. We'll just take the vocals and do electronic dance mixes of them.
Yeah.
And then we've talked to people as well. So, yeah.
Very exciting, exciting. And then we are talking about serious stuff, okay? Because we need to get in touch with more serious parts of the world. Like we are talking not only police, we are talking about social media, we are talking about schools, again, students, anybody who can bring thoughts, arts, brain to this project, and maybe we'll create that this is a movement. Mm. It's a movement more like, you know, movement. We need to erase slavery from the map. You know, it's just so important. Sure. This is like a movement. You know, why? Right. With 1970s, we had different movements. We can make this movement very important movement. We are talking children. They become teenagers that they are still abused and used. And wow, you know, and now we are talking also grown-ups, like you mentioned. They could come from another countries. They find themselves just trying to make money for food, and they are just grabbed and they cannot get out. Another slavery. It's a scary, scary world out there. It's a wild world out there. And I just love you guys, you know, because I'm not afraid of hard topics. Again, I am from Eastern Europe. It wasn't easy. My parents had no easy. My grandparents had no easy. I went through Solidarity War too. I know how to is going to store and see only vinegar and nothing else, and trying to raise my own child, you know, having nothing, and going abroad singing, and nobody look at me like, oh, poor Ilona, she's going to Mongolia, and I had no knowledge of Mongolian language, or to Germany for 6 months to make money singing. You know, nobody, oh, you are lucky. No, I was scared, because I didn't know who I will be singing for, with, where, what, why. I needed to make money. Then it's like, you know, happened, obvious. I got lucky. Everything was okay, but could be worse. I could be really, really hurt. Mm. I was young, 20-year-old girl, you know. Just sent on a train. Go, girl, for 6 months. You know, you'll be working this club, that club, whatever, cruise ships, whatever. You know, money, 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 make money to survive somehow, somewhere. But life is about challenges. And again, energy, what brings people together. Unusual. Thank you, Heather. Oh, my gosh. Without you, we'll never, ever meet these amazing guys. I know they will change the world. And I think today we are talking movement. We are talking about people who just want to change something in life. And it's not like, oh, I want to talk doggies. I want to talk, you know, whatever cause is that we hear over and over and over. If that's what you feel like you can make a difference for, go. Go. Put the money. Contact the people, wait and see what's happened, or contact us. Again, if you want to sponsor this movement, we need to know who you are. I will be knocking to the doors too. I know that we will, yes? Will we?
No, definitely, yeah.
I had this idea. I had this idea because I like to speak out my thoughts, and maybe I'm not supposed to, but Dr. Dre, the Beats, I feel Beats, clubs, music, movement. I'm maybe not supposed to say it, but I know people who are studying in USC. I'm talking my own daughter. She better take this news and just talk to the right people. Who knows? That great music, young people.
You should join our team.
I will. You don't even know. I'm spinning again. I will explode soon. My head is like, whoa, what can I do? How can I help? Who do I know? I love it. Anyway, let's calm down, Ilona Europa. We have another song. Can you tell me that's instrumental? It's beautiful. We love it.
Well, this is the instrumental of Fragile. Fragile.
I love your accent, Fragile.
And how this came about, I saw Stevie Wonder on TV singing this with Sting. And I got a call from somebody that works with Stevie, because we're trying to approach Stevie Wonder to do this song.
Yeah.
And he's done a version of it live on TV with Sting, which is wonderful. So I just did the track, and now we're trying to approach, you know. Well, we have approached, so we're just waiting to hear back. And it would be a dream to get Stevie Wonder to put the lead vocal on this.
Okay. You know, I'm sure he will say yes. I'm sure he will.
So.
Yeah, we are the world. We are the people. We need right now to another movement needs his power. He will be okay with that, hopefully. But also, I'm speaking out my thoughts. When I was working for Music for Heart, and again, we're dealing with El Salvadorian children with heart problems, I was thinking, who is the best people to also engage? And I found out parents, okay? Because parents have talented children, and you have dance schools, you have every, you know, musical stores that are teaching children. You have thousands of people, children, young children, and parents are willing to pay to really continue education for their own children. Yeah, yeah. And I was smart, you know. Again, we would raise $80,000 in 2 hours in a year of three. I think it's a big success. But I have only 10 beautiful, talented children on the stage, and I have 600 parents and grandparents, aunts, and everybody, because everybody wanted to come and see their talented children singing. Everybody gave us money. Everybody. We had auctions. I found people also who are doing auction for their, you know, you hire them, they bring goodies, and they give you 30% of everything what you purchase. You don't need to even worry about auctioneers, you know, they, it's a business. It's a really great business about this. There's so much to do.
I mean, but this project, this isn't just the only one. There's so much music about, you can do it. And the next album I want to do is a hip-hop album with maybe Bob Dylan songs. With
come on!
And classical, you know, there's all country, there's all sorts of different genres. A world
Bob Dylan, hip-hop, genius!
Bob Dylan might not like that, but...
You know what? He will love that. Of course he will love that, because he wants to be relevant.
And also a world album. I've worked in Moscow and lots of different countries and worked with lots of famous international artists. We're going to do a world album, so I picked the most famous one from Russia, Japan, Australia.
You think, where do you think album will be done?
We would like to have a Christmas release for this one, if we could.
Wow!
But
This
year, yeah. But the problem is...
6 months. Wow.
Well, it's possible to do it if everybody's available.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people are on tour at the moment.
I know.
Realistically, but the other release would be like around January and around the Grammys. Mm-hmm. When the Grammys, so it's all a music thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
as well as the Human Trafficking Awareness Month of January.
Yeah.
So it's part of what
I didn't know
that
it's a month devoted to it. Okay, yeah. Then let's repeat. January is the month that is the best month to raise money because everybody's thoughts and focus is on this movement we are talking right now. Okay, I love you guys for a second. I have beautiful friend who I met right now, but we will become friends. I would love to give her a few minutes because I know she's flying to South Africa soon, and I just grabbed her and she was a little bit late. Yeah, we can stay on a headphones. Heather is so sweet. She will just change the seats. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
How did you make it here? Barely?
Yeah.
Big traffic?
I've been here for half an hour. I just didn't know how to.
Oh, you were sweet waiting. Yeah, we couldn't get you, of course, because we are in the studio. But hi, you have something important for us to say. Also, yes, we are talking today about movements, how to help children, how to help a lot of causes that are important to our hearts. You have one that is important to you, and I hope people will like it too. Can you explain us what is Little Angels?
Little Angels is a center for underprivileged kids in the township of Hangberg in Cape Town, South Africa. So we look after about 70 to 80 kids in a creche, and we have 15 youth leaders that look after about 20 after-school kids in a program, and we also host a feeding scheme for about 150 kids.
I don't know. What is this the coolest accent on the in the world right now? This is the hour that I will never forget. You know what? Because we are talking, but we need to start doing something. Gentlemen, I know they will be reaching millions of people. You are reaching slowly, person after person. I'm so happy I grabbed you on the way, wherever you fly right now. But I know you'll be back, you'll be calling us, because we need to learn more about this. How can I find out more about your organization?
You can check out our website, which is littleangelsincapetown.wordpress.com.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know I liked it when I was reading to your blog. One of the, you know, lines were, you can be also like Oprah Winfrey and you can found your own tiny little school. You make a difference.
Yes.
Okay. This is a good line. It caught me right away. I want to be Oprah Winfrey. Okay. Now you need to show me how. Yeah. It's true. She's my hero. He's hero for so many people. How, if it's many Ilona Europas like me, how we can start to work with you or work with your organization? How?
How? Well, the best thing is to go to your website and look at what we do and then contact us and have a word with us about it. But we are looking for donations. We're also looking for people to come in and help out. Currently, we have 3 sheds. We have no electricity. We don't have proper toilets. The teachers aren't being paid and we're struggling to, you know, make ends meet. But everyone's pulling their load, so to speak, and we're working with some organizations and we're trying to turn it into an eco center for kids. So volunteers are welcome to come down there as well, obviously, if that's something you would love to work with. So yeah,
I'm so tired of saving the world, but I really want to. Then I think you are going when?
I'm flying out tomorrow, but I'm going to Europe first to see my family, and then I'm going.
Obviously, you're an accent. We love it. What is your accent from?
I'm Swedish, but I've lived in Los Angeles, London, Cape Town, so it's a bit mixed.
You know what? I need to put you together with a great production company from Swedish. Gorgeous girl. They just tried to make some reality show about me. We'll see why. But I'm not rich and famous too much. They were looking for very, very flashy type of people. I am flashy, but not the way that they think probably. But they loved me. Obviously, I'm colorful. But she is an amazing lady. And she's always looking for unusual twist. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody wants to be Tiny Opera. I really like the slogan. That's like I like movement. That's like something that people will be smiling when they think about and say, I want to be part of help. Okay. Then if you will be there, can you call us? You think, can we schedule some good conversation with Accent On? Probably be night when he's day here.
No,
but I would like to know a little bit about your girl that you really like almost. Is your daughter like, you know, you have this cute girl that
I
you love so much.
Pair.
It's a story, life story. And people love life stories. The people love to get attached to something that is like, I could be one of you, you know. I can talk to you again. Could you give us one more time how I can get to you and speak with you? Or just donation if I want to send some money or anything.
Yes, the best place is to go to littleangelsincapetown.wordpress.com. And we're also on Twitter at littleangelsct. So that's the best way to reach me. I mean, I'm Maria Montgomery. You can find me on LinkedIn. I will be there. I blog there about little angels and the work we do and the amazing teachers I work with because their life stories are heartbreaking.
Your blog is very colorful. I love to read your blog. It's really nice. You know, I was deep and going. I knew I will see you. But you are right. You'll be calling in. I know we'll be keeping contact with you. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll go straight to opera and say, Kai, we are doing our cute little things too. And she probably will be happy for whatever you are doing and people who want to be part of it. And we need to come back also to our great guest because they're our main guest. But promise, Maria, you'll be calling in?
Of course.
You will?
Yes.
And you come back when you are coming back to America?
Yes.
When?
September, October, I'll be back.
September, October. Keep in mind that I want to put you together with my Swedish, amazing, gorgeous-looking girl with a very good company that produces a lot of shows, TV shows.
Love
okay?
to.
Good. Right now, they are looking for people who have aristocratic roots. I found the one prince, and they love it. But we'll see if somebody knows some queen of somebody, please call us. We'll put her, together my Swedish friend with whoever has aristocratic roots. Not so many. Do you have aristocratic roots?
No,
me too. I don't. And do you, Peter?
Actually, my cousin traced our family lineage back quite a ways, and it goes back to one of the first kings of Norway.
No, I am like Olsen, which king?
So we're two Scandinavians. And I tell you, before she leaves, it bears mentioning that the work that they're doing in South Africa is far more interrelated than some people might think, because when you take underprivileged children and you give them a home, you give them shelter, you give them protection, you're taking people who are at risk of being trafficked or becoming slaves, and you're giving them safety. And so they're highly interrelated, and the work you're doing is amazing. So
then may we have some matchmaking maybe going on a little bit, maybe something there that also we could do together. Mm-hmm. Is this like the coolest things ever? Oh my gosh. Okay, because this is my show, and obviously I am a singer-songwriter, I like to promote certain things of mine, and I think that one of the songs, if I can find it, can I find it? Which one? I want to play something, but I don't see. Was Easy Come, Easy Go is not here. Okay, I will be singing sad song. I didn't mean it, but I wanted something uplifting, but I cannot find on my own computer. Heartache. Oh. cannot take more time for my own songs, but Serbia, Croatia, Dubravko, thank you for this one. That was a really cool arrangement. I love it. We have Fragile that I didn't forget about. I want to close our show with this song. I got my own plans, but you're right, Heather. Do you think this is the time to play the song? We can do it, and then we can say bye-bye, repeat all our links. If you have some questions, we still have time. I don't want to... It's almost 4 minutes, and I think we can make it with all of these things. Let's play the song. It's instrumental. It's beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know what to say, but we were doing selfies. Ah, so hot. Oh, no, I don't know. This put me into this beautiful mood. Oh, I want to help. Oh, he will do it. He has no choice. Mr. Stevie, if not, we can find some young, great people, but we still want you. Dan, thank you for playing guitar on this track. And I know that we will be learning a little bit more about you, Gary, if you will let us.
Definitely, yes.
Do you think that we can schedule, Heather, will you be sweet enough to schedule some type of, you know, Mondays? I don't know, next month, whenever you have time, because you both are guys so busy. But not only we want to learn more and progress, you know, on our movement and seeing if we have some good response and seeing if we can put heads together and, you know, like bring maybe another people to this project and see what's happened. I know, guys, you are very, very powerful two people, but we all need a help. And I know... It's not enough. It's just not enough. We all need to help. And again, today, even when there are very important topics, seems like sad topics, we are talking hope. We are talking about great people who will be changing the world day after day with the music. That's what is planned, first and foremost. But the messaging to be sent to everybody, just to everybody. And we'll see how many people really will understand that. The children are the future, for sure. We have a responsibility to erase slavery from the world, from the map. No world like that exists against children. Come on, people. I don't know. We have one more minute before show is over, and I think maybe they will let us stay 5 more seconds. But if not, Heather Gunn, thank you so much for co-hosting this really important segment. It's a wild world out there. Ilona Europa, so proud to have the bestest guest in a whole wild world. And I will say first, Maria Montgomery, thank you so much. You are flying to South Africa, then you are going to Europe, then you are coming back. We'll be talking to you whenever you want to come. Hopefully, Little Angels and RAT will do something together.
Yeah.
And then I would love to just say thank you for two of the coolest guys ever.
Thanks so much for having us.
Okay, Peter White again. Your wife is something very special. Next time she needs to be here. We want to talk to her.
She's larger than life. She'd have a blast.
Oh my gosh, I love her already. No one is larger than life than me, but I want this energy. I really do. Oh, Mr. Gary Miller. Oh, Mr. Gary Miller, I don't know. People start saving money for this amazing album, and we'll be listening more and more music. Hopefully, we'll get some snips. And if
more
we want
to come,
where we can find you again, please?
rockagainsttrafficking.org.
I have this beautiful poster, and I will make a picture. Hopefully, it's for me. Everybody sign something for Ilonka, Ilona Europa, and I'll be keeping with me wherever I go, whoever I'll be talking to. I'll be focusing on that. I don't know. It's very serious, but still it's hopeful. Okay, guys, we had a good time.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for having us. Thank you for caring.
Okay, of course. Heather, what will be the next topic you think of our discussion? It will stay with this one, Rock Against Traffic. This is like cool things. Yes, we'll be talking not only artistry, we'll be talking songs, we'll be talking places. Mm-hmm. Then we can go. And you had something last, before we say bye-bye, I think yesterday you had some good event going on and somebody that was sponsoring.
Yes, the
we have to say thank you for sponsors. Yes. Come on, let's say hi, sponsors. We love you. Who are the sponsors?
Well, Gary could probably talk a little bit more about that because I know he was there this weekend, as was I, but I was there for a different event. But it was the Calabasas Wine and Food Festival.
Thank you for caring. And Guitar Center?
Guitar Center, SoSonics microphones as well.
ESP
and part. ESP guitars, who I'm endorsed by. ESP endorsed me now.
We are waiting for more sponsors.
So and we're for more sponsors to come on board. Yeah.
Please, please, please. And no small one are small one. The small one, big one too. Then we love it. Anybody who would like to help, okay? Thank you again so much, Ilona Europa, Accent On, our gorgeous guest. Until next Monday. And I'm blind. I need to find the right.com. Okay. Bye-bye.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.